Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Well, 2020 has certainly been a year of extreme challenges. To help dairy producers face some of those challenges, the National Milk Producers Federation has created a new web page offering natural disaster related resources and information. And here to tell us about it with the National Milk Producers Federation is Alan Bjerga. Alan, thank you for joining us. Give us a little look into this web page and what producers will find on there to help them.
Well, this is a quick turnaround webpage that we put together as we saw the hurricanes approaching and you see the wildfires intensifying. And it's really sort of the brainchild of Teresa Sweeney Murphy, one of our staffers, grew up on a dairy farm in California, and I know is seeing a lot of friends who are being hit hard by these wildfires right now. You know, dairy is a community. We all have a lot of friends. We all know a lot of farmers. And when you see what's going on with the wildfires and now these impending hurricanes, you know, not even withstanding that derecho that took place in Iowa a few weeks back, you're seeing a lot of resources that farmers are needing and a lot of assistance coming from a lot of directions. So we put together this natural disaster resources page. If you go to nmpf.org, that's our acronym, National Milk Producers Federation.org, and just click on a big red bar in the middle of the page, you'll come to our natural disaster resources page. And we have wildfire resources, we have hurricane resources, we have general disaster resources. This is up-to-the-minute information that producers can use to help weather these storms and these fires. It's not as simple for an agricultural producer to simply evacuate as it is for a lot of other folks, especially if you have livestock. So we're trying to help people in a moment of need, and we encourage people strongly to visit these sites.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, it's a tough decision for anyone to evacuate their home, but if you're also leaving behind livestock, that makes it even a tougher decision.
You see some of the images coming out of the Pacific Northwest where farmers are dealing with their herds in a blood red sky in the background at midday. And you take a look at some of the powerful storms that are lashing producers in Florida and Alabama right now. And it's tough. You know, this is a life and death situation for some folks, except it's not just the people, it's the livestock. This is your livelihood. This is your land. We're giving people the best advice we can to get through this the best way we can. There's no solution to a problem like this, but you help in the best ways possible, and our site is an attempt to do our part.
And you've got your families, you've got your livestock, but you also a lot of these operations have their workers to think of too.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you bring that up. You know, there's been a lot of reports out of California and also in Oregon and in Washington about, you know, farm workers and some of the risks that they are facing right now. We actually have specific direction on our site from California and OSHA on protecting outdoor workers who are exposed to smoke from the wildfires. It's not, again, you're right. It's not just the producer. It's not just the animals and the other parts of the operation. It's the folks who are working on these farms every day. What can they do to keep themselves safe? Because some of these problems can have some pretty long-term implications, and we want to make sure we get through this moment as best we can.
Yeah, already dealing with COVID-19, then you had floods and fires on top of it.
You put this on top of COVID-19 and the challenges that have been faced there, you know, you deal with some of the assistance that producers have been looking to, you know, from Capitol Hill, from state authorities, and we have some resources about, you know, disaster programs that may be on the horizon that farmers may be able to take care of. That's also on our website if you go to nmpf.org. These things play out, and they're difficult, and what we try to do is make it through together.
We're talking with Alan Bjerga with the National Milk Producers Federation. Yeah, Alan, a lot of information to process, a lot of decisions that have to be made, sometimes very quickly. You're trying to make the best decision at the time under adverse conditions. I mean, producers are dealing with a lot right now.
Yes, and that's why we have these resources for producers. You know, we also have a COVID-19 resource page on NMPF dealing with coronavirus. We've just made that a permanent feature of our website. You can get that from the homepage. That has a lot of information for producers, processors, folks on the supply chain. This disaster page is another part of that effort of serving our members and the wider agricultural community as well. I would encourage anyone in agriculture to go to these sites because it can help them get the resources they need. But it's tough. it is tough out there. And with everything that we have, the only way we're going to make through this is if, you know, we're talking about these issues, if you're talking about these issues, we're putting forth our resources and the efforts that we can and the ways that we can, and we pull through.
Yeah, it's a physical stress and a mental and emotional stress they're facing and dealing with as well. What's the website again?
It is NMPF.org. That's National Milk Producers Federation. If you just go to our homepage, I'll point out two spots, since, you know, we are dealing with multiple crises, as you point out. On our red, we have a red bar. That's sort of the this just in pay attention to this now. On that red bar in the middle of the page is a link to our disaster resources page. We also have a coronavirus page that you can find from the homepage, too.
We encourage people to check it out. Alan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Alan Bjerga with the National Milk Producers Federation. We are out of time for today. Thanks for joining us. Much more coming tomorrow, and hope you'll be with us right here. Be safe, everyone, and join us here on AOA.